Well, the Green Party says Minister Chris Bishop is gaslighting people about opportunities for public input on projects under the Fast Track Bill. In response to a parliamentary question submitted by the Green Party, the Minister said people can have a say if they apply to fast track a project of their own. Public submissions for the bill closed tonight, but it is still unknown which projects will be considered. Minister Bishop wasn't available for comment this morning. Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson is with us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning, Ingrid.
What do you mean when you say Chris Bishop is gaslighting people about the Fast Track Bill?
Okay, so he himself is showing that this is the most anti-democratic process that we are following because... Hello, the only way that New Zealanders are supposed to have a say is to put in a submission for a fast-tracking proposal. That's quite simply nuts, in fact. So, you know, he himself has admitted, no, you can't have a say unless you want to build something or trash a piece of habitat or get a road going. Like, really? I just think that's ridiculous, and I think many people can see through that.
Okay, so there are submissions at the moment, public submissions available for the actual bill itself, not individual projects, because we don't know what those are. So people can have a say now, can't they?
We are urging, and in fact, do it today. Whānau, you've got till midnight, 11:59pm tonight. Yes, get your say in that you are not getting enough of a say, that you are being kept out of the loop of the actual proposals. And so people are being denied proper investigation of what is actually being proposed, Ingrid.
Well, we don't know, as I said, we don't know which projects are included. But this is the whole point, isn't it, to have an expert panel assessing these projects and making recommendation, an expert advisory panel. The whole point of it is to get around excessive, in the government's view, consultation.
And the expert panel can be completely ignored by three ministers, unprecedented power, none of which are the Conservation Minister, the Environment Minister, the Crown Tertiary Relations Minister, or the Health Minister. So, you know, that's why the people are being gaslit. They can see, our people can see, that this is unprecedented power. I'll pick up the other part of your question, which is just to make sure that we can get around the hefty processes. Ingrid, it just shows the limited scope and thinking of this government that the only way that they can see their economic thinking is limited to trashing the planet, trashing out soil, water.
Well, they're not talking about that. I mean, that may be your view of what would happen. What they're saying is we've got vital infrastructure, vital projects that are needed to get the country moving, and that these are the projects they want to get fast-tracked.
Actually, Ingrid, they are talking about that. Shane Jones has been quite clear that he does not care about protecting native species.
But the point of it being economic progress, not trashing the planet.
No, they're being clear, and people are hearing that. He has been quite clear that he doesn't care for the planet, doesn't care for protecting native species.
Well, no, he told us the other day there would still be robust environmental standards in place. They've also talked about, you know, all the while Chris Bishop has said that the environment will be protected, the expert panel will have to ensure the adverse effects of the project will be managed appropriately. So they are saying that the panel will be tasked with doing that.
Okay. And I've just reiterated that then the ministers can trash the panel. They can just say, sorry, we'll send it back because you're protecting the environment too much and we're not satisfied. People can see this, Ingrid, and so I urge people to get their submissions in. I think we're already over at 2,000. I urge people to get their say in because I can see that people are not being held, are not having the wool pulled over their eyes.
Okay, so those submissions do close tonight. Appreciate your time today. That was Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.